This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said it pains his heart when there are attempts to spread violence and disharmony in society. Speaking at the Christmas celebrations hosted by the Catholic Bishops Conference of India, CBCI, in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi cited Germany's Christmas market attack just a few days ago. He urged people to come together to fight against these challenges. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said, India prioritizes both national interest and human interest in its foreign policy. He said, today's India sees it as its duty to bring its citizens to safety, no matter where they are or what crisis they face. He said, it was a very satisfactory moment for him when Father Alexis Prem Kumar was safely brought back from war-torn Afghanistan. A decade back, he was stuck for 8 months and was held hostage. He also recalled that Father Tom was rescued from Yemen after months of captivity. Mr. Modi said, when the COVID pandemic struck, many countries that talk big on human rights backed down from helping poor countries. He said, India even moved beyond its capabilities to help poor countries during COVID and provided medicines to over 150 nations. The Prime Minister said, the nation's youth have given the confidence that the dream of a Vikasit Bharat will surely be fulfilled. He added that today, the country is moving ahead with the common goal of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Prayas. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also interacted with key leaders from the Christian community, including cardinals, bishops and prominent lay leaders of the church. He said, it is a moment of pride that Pope Francis has made George Kuvakade a cardinal of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. President Draupadi Murmu has said that increasing use of technology in the medical field has made collaboration between medical and engineering institutions extremely important. The president was addressing the sixth convocation of Vardhaman Mahavir Medical College and Safdarjung Hospital in New Delhi this evening. The president said, Vardhaman Mahavir Medical College and Safdarjung Hospital can collaborate with engineering and technology institutes located in Delhi for research and innovation. She said, interdisciplinary knowledge sharing would be in everyone's interest. President Murmu said, young doctors will play an important role in achieving the goal of making India a developed nation by 2047. The central government has scrapped the no-detention policy for students of classes 5 and 8. Speaking to media, Education Secretary Sanjay Kumar said, students who failed in the annual examination of class 5 and 8 will have a chance to retake the test within 2 months. After the retest, if they fail again, they will not be promoted. He added that these students will not be expelled from any school till the completion of their elementary education. The secretary added that this decision has been taken to improve the learning outcome among children. Retired Supreme Court Justice V. Ramasubramanian has been appointed as the new chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, today. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice Ramasubramanian. Priyank Kanungo and Dr. Justice Bidyut Ranjan Sarangi, retired, have also been appointed as members of the commission. Acclaimed film director Shyam Benegal passed away in Mumbai today. He was 90 years old. Shyam Benegal breathed his last at a private hospital in Mumbai, where he had been undergoing treatment for chronic kidney disease. The legendary director won several national awards for movies including Manthan, 1976, Bhumika, The Role, Junoon, Arohan, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, The Forgotten Hero and Well Done Appa. The Ministry of External Affairs has received a note verbale from the Bangladesh High Commission today in connection with an extradition request. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, at this time they have no comment to offer on this matter. In women's cricket, India will take on the West Indies in the second ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.